107 WIRX. Good morning. It's 7-Eleven. High of 62 today. Tonight. Oh, hold on. I got to stretch. Oh, God. Try to talk and stretch is impossible. Low of 45 tonight. Tomorrow, beautiful day. High of 68. Right now, it's about 53.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
All right. Well, the 90s are back, man. The malt liquor beverage Zima. Yeah, you remember Zima? Is making a comeback, man. You're probably old enough to remember. If you're not, it was sold in stores between 93 and 2008 and was marketed as an alternative to the wine cooler. Supposedly at the peak of its popularity, they were selling 1.2 million barrels of it each year. That is way too much Zima. Come on, guys. Reports are swirling that it will once again be offered, but for a limited time only. So if you're a big fan of Zima, I guess look for it at your local retailer. It's definitely going to be a nostalgia thing. That's all it is. That's the only reason anybody would actually buy Zima. You may not know this, but Matt LeBlanc hosts a British car show called Top Gear. And his hosting duties got a little more difficult. In an episode that airs March 5th on the BBC, Matt and his co-host Chris Harris and Rory Reed drive cars in Kazakhstan. And they taste some local cuisine. One of those happens to be the reproductive member of a horse. That's the best way I can put it. It's just a horse dong. apparently, he couldn't finish it. Harris says, quote, "I saw Matt try and eat part of a horse that was used in some sort of reproductive process and give up quite early on it." I mean, we've all seen them. They're big. I don't imagine anybody could finish one in a sitting except for, nope, not even going to say it. Not even going to do it. Lastly, speaking of horse dung, a porn star wants to thank veterans and do that by having them star in her latest film. That's right. So if you're a veteran and you want to be thanked by a porn star in probably the best way possible, well, here's your chance. On Valentine's Day, of course, of all days, Mercedes Carrera determined how to thank all the American soldiers who emailed support for her work during their deployments. She said, quote, "Why would I pay for talent when I could have veterans volunteer?" So if you're a veteran and you're a fan of Mercedes Carrera, you could possibly get it on with her. Just email her. She's putting the ball in your court. There you go. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?